Suci, Shri Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 H Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
The purpose of this mantra, apavitra pavitra va. Apavitra means contaminate, infect. And pavitra means purify. So, mantra says, either one is in contaminated stage or purified stage. Pavitra, pavitra va, sarva avasthana. Sarva means all. Avastha means circumstances. In all circumstances, in whatever circumstances one may be, either in contaminated state or purified state, just smarat, anyone who remembers Pundarikakam, Pundarikakam means Krishna or Vishnu. Pundarik Akhyam, lotus eye. So Lord Vishnu's eyes are just like lotus petal. So he is called Pundarikakam. So such person who remembers, chants the name of the Lord, Pundarikakam, so bahya. Bahya means external. And internal, abhantaram, suchi. Suchi means purify. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So simply by remembering the holy name of the Lord, Vishnu, one is purified in any stage of life. That is a fact. It is said, there is a Bengali verse which says, Eka Krishna name jato paap hare, papi hoye tato paap hari bare nare. By chanting once the holy name of Krishna, the sinful man can vanquish so much volumes of sinful activities, reaction, that he is unable to perform. A sinful man is very expert to commit sinful activities. But the holy name of Krishna is so strong that he will be unable to commit so much sins as can be extinguished simply by uttering once the name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. This is a fact. But unfortunately, we, by chanting, vanquish all kinds of sinful activities, that's all right. But the next moment, we again begin. And that is the defect. Just like I have taken some poison. Now you go to a doctor. He gives you medicine. The poisonous effect is finished, all gone. You are now free. And just after coming from the doctor's house, again you take poison. And again go to the doctor. The doctor can give you medicine, but what is the business? That you go to the doctor, counteract the poisonous effect, and again come back and again take poison. What is this business? Is it very intelligent business? If you want to take poison, then take poison and die. Why you go to the physician and counteract it and again take poison? You see? So there are certain systems that are just like in Christian religion. They go weekly to the church and confess their sinful activities, and it is counteract. That's all right. God can counteract anything, or God's representative can do that. But again, just coming from the church, again I begin the same thing. It is the gravest type of sinful act. That is the Vedic injunction. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. Anyone who commits sin on the strength of chanting the holy name of Vishnu, these sinful activities cannot be vanquished. Even by so much attempt performing sacrifices or penances. No, it is not possible. It's condemned. Just like you have committed some criminal act and you are presented in the court and you say, my Lord, I did not know this act. I have committed this, I may be excused, I will not do this. Then you are excused, that's all. But if you are excused, then again come back and again do the same sinful activities, criminal activities, and if you are again arrested, then you will be very, very severely punished. It is a common sense. How people think that because I chant Hare Krishna, or I take the holy name of God, or I go to church, therefore I can commit so much sins, never mind, it will be counteracted next week or next moment, and I shall chant. This is one of the gravest offense in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. You should always remember. By this initiation, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, your sinful activities will be counteracted, undoubtedly. But don't commit again. Then it will be the gravest offense. There are 10 kinds of offenses. You should be careful. You have got those printed papers? 10 kinds of offenses? Yes, you take. This is a fact. Jasmare pundarika akhang sa baiha bantaram suchi. As soon as you chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, you become relieved from all reaction of sinful activities. Every one of us, anyone who has come to this material world, beginning from Lord Brahma, what to speak of ourselves, down to the small ant, everyone is, to some extent, we have committed sinful activity is, therefore we are in this material world. This is a fact. Now, in this materialist world, there are different stages, different species of life. That you know that there are 8,400,000 species of life, and we are passing through all these species of life, and according to our sinful position, we are placed in different kinds of places also. In God's creation, there are different kinds of places also. So this is going on. We are traveling, wandering throughout the universe, through many species of life, and in many planets. This is going on. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kano bhagavan ji. In this way, the living entities, while wandering throughout the whole universe, sometimes in nice place, nice life, nice society, there is no nice place, but we accept this is good, this is bad, that is our mental concoction. Actually, in the material world, there is no happiness, there is no nice place. Because wherever you go, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, punaravartinoja, even if you go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, then there also punaravartina means the four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age and disease, they will accompany wherever you go. You may have a long duration of life, but you have to meet death. That is compulsory. And as soon as you meet death, you have to enter into the womb of a certain type of mother and develop another body and come out again and begin another life. This is going on. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ābrahma bhuvanā lūkān punarāvartinā. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, within this material world, that process will go on. Repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Because this material body, wherever you get it, either you are American or Englishman or Indian or moon planet or sun planet or Brahma planet, Brahma Loka planet, you know, anywhere you go, you will get a certain type of body. But that material body is subjected to these four principles, birth, death, disease and old age. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarsana. This prescription is given for the man who is cultivating knowledge. For fools, everything is all right. That is different. For a child, if you give the child a little poison, why to eat? Because he does not know. Whatever he gets, if you give fire, it will try to eat it. So, but those who are in knowledge, cultivating knowledge, for them there are 20 items in the Bhagavad Gita. Amanittam, adabhintam, ahimsa, khanti, asa, ajivam, acharyupasanam. Acharyupasanam, accepting spiritual master. This is also one of the items. 20 items for advancing in knowledge. So So this initiation process is Acharya Upasana, beginning of worshipping the spiritual master. So in that, least of how to progress in knowledge. So these four principles, Janma Mitya Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosana Darsana, one should always put in his front that, however expert I may be, I'll have to meet death. I'll have to take birth. I'll have to become old man. And I'll have to suffer the pangs of diseases. Then what is advancement? Either you become very rich man, or become a Brahma, or become a small ant. You have to die, just like when Hiranyakashipu worship Lord Brahma and ask him the benediction that, sir, make me immortal. The Brahma said, I myself is not immortal. How can I make you immortal? So, immortality is not possible. Then how it is possible? We want immortality. Now you are sitting here, if there is some silence, then immediately on the roof of this house, atom bomb will be dropped. Then immediately we shall flee out from this place. Why? Because we are not prepared to meet death. We do not wish to die. That's a fact. But death is force. This is knowledge, that I do not wish to die. Why death is forced upon me? And if there is any means to avoid death? But the Shastra says, yes, there is. Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Krishna says, Jadgatyana nivartanti tadhyam paramam. If you madhyamavatya punarjanmana vidyate, if you come to my planet, Dhamma, Dhamma means planet, place, then you'll never come back to take birth again in this material. So, any intelligent man, if he actually has got sense, he should try for this, and especially in this human form of life, it is possible to achieve this benediction that I can become immortal, I can become blissful, I can become full of knowledge. Satchidananda. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. And if you become Krishna conscious, then ultimately you also become exactly like him, Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. And Sat means eternal. And Chit means knowledge. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Ananda means blissfulness. So this body, however, you may be American, you may be English man, you may be very rich man, you may be very poor man, you may be white man, you may be black man, whatever you may be. But this body is not Satchidananda. It is not eternal. It will end. It is full of ignorance. We do not know what will happen if I go just out of this door. Full of ignorance. We do not know what is happening beyond this wall. So, and all is full of anxieties. Where is Ananda? There is no Ananda. So this body is not Satchidananda Vigraha, but if you become Krishna conscious and act accordingly, then you will, at the end, will get Satchidananda form. Your form is Satchidananda because you are part and parcel of Satchidananda, Krishna. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, all living entities are my parts and person, Krishna says. And another place he says, Sarva Juni Shukom Diya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasan Mahajani Brahma Aham Bija Padapita. He is the father of everyone. So, just like here also, the father is diseased. The son gets the body diseased, infects. If the father is healthy, the son is also healthy, child is also healthy. Similarly, if Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, if Krishna is the original father, then we are also Satchidananda Vigraha. But at the present moment, what is our condition? Manas sastrani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Now because we have got this material body, we have come in contact of this external energy, material energy. We have got this material body. Therefore, we are engaged in struggle for existence with mind and the material senses. That is our position. Manas sasthani indriyani prakritisthani. Prakritisthani means material. Karshat. All stuff. So this is our position. And if you want to get out of it, if you are foolish, that whatever it is, that let us enjoy now. Don't talk of all this. No, that is another thing. But those who are sensitive, those who are actually after knowledge, those who actually want a solution of this material miserable condition of life, they must take to this Krishna consciousness. That is the only remedy. Krishna naam karor bhai arsham michi. Simply take to Krishna consciousness. All other things are simply illusion, false. Palaivar pasmai joma chakvicha. You cannot escape. The death is awaiting you. Always. You are given a chance. If you don't take, properly utilize this chance, then another death is coming. And you are awaiting another type of body according to your karma. You are manufacturing our next body. This is our position. So, this initiation means to enter into transcendental life. Why? To make a solution, complete solution of this material existence. This is called initiation. Adu Gudbhasanam Sadharma Pritya Sadhu Margana Gavanam. You will read all these things in our book, The Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita also. You should read all these books and appear in the next year examination. Just like this year so many boys have appeared, they are going to get the title Bhakti Shastri. So utilize your life. And this Krishna consciousness movement is not for a particular place. Krishna is not Indian. Krishna says everyone in all species of life are my sons. He is claiming to be the father of everyone. You don't reject him, that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, Krishna is something. No. He is for everyone. So he, Krishna, he says, I am everyone's father. Why should you reject him? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Father claiming, you are my son. And the son says, no, you are not my father. Then what can we do? That is another thing. So this initiation means beginning of Krishna consciousness. You are already associating with our society. You have already learned some of the elementary knowledge. And you should be careful about the four principles of prohibition. What are those? You tell me, what are our prohibitions?
No meat. No eggs.
No?
No intoxicants.
Tell loudly so that others hear.
No meat.
No meat eating.
No eggs.
No meat eating.
No meat eating.
Yeah.
No eating of eggs.
Meat is there, you cannot say no meat. But no meat eating. Yeah.
No intoxicants.
Yeah.
And no smoking.
No intoxicant means including smoking. Smoking is also intoxicant. Tea drinking is also intoxication. Coffee drinking is also intoxication. So in our society we don't allow. And
no
meat eating, no eggs, no fish. No chicken, nothing of the sort. Simply vegetarian. Krishna not even vegetarian. Krishna Prasad. Don't accept even vegetarian diet. We simply accept Krishna Prasad. So, Krishna Prasadam, which is vegetable, Krishna does not eat meat because he says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam juhi bhaktya prajati. Krishna says that foodstuff prepared from vegetable kingdom, anyone offering me with devotion and faith, I eat. He says, I eat. So when Krishna says he eats, so you should offer him such nice prasadam so that he can eat, and you take Krishna prasadam. Prasad is sadhudukhanam hani yusru pujayate. So you take Krishna prasadam, and what is the other?
No illicit sex.
No illicit sex. You cannot have illicit sex life. Here I have got married all these boys and girls. I don't allow to leave a violent friend and girlfriend, no. That is not allowed. And in our society, all these married girls and boys, they have been married by me. For us, that is the first instance that a sannyasi is creating household. Sannyasi creates sannyasi, you see. People are afraid of mixing with sannyasi because they think that is a sannyasi make me sannyasi. But actually that fear is not here. Here is a sannyasi who is creating a grihastha.
स्वामी
एक नारी वाले को भी तो ऐसा ही कहा गया था सन्यासी हाँ एक नारी ब्रह्मचारी वही तो इलिसिट सेक्स इलिसिट सेक्स अर्थ होता है जो वन शुड नॉट हैव मोर देन वाइफ वन वूमन और वन मैन दैट इज नाइस देयरफॉर इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी देयर इज मैरिज नॉट इन द एनिमल सोसाइटी मैरिज मीन्स दैट one should be satisfied with one woman and one man. That's all. And there is no question of divorce. Divorce is introduced by the modern rascals. It is not sanctioned by any religious person, you see. So, we are observing these rules. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gang. So all my students, they strictly follow these rules, and therefore they are advanced so quickly. You see the advancement so quickly because they follow my instruction. They follow very obedient, and therefore, by grace of Krishna, jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru. It is the statement of the Upanishad. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and spiritual master, jasya devi parabhakti, devi means God, parabhakti, unflinching faith, tatha guru. And similarly, in Guru, tasyaite katita jhartya prakashanti mahatma. To him, all these Vedic knowledge becomes revealed automatically. My students, all not only here in England, in London, in all places, if you go, if you travel, you go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and many other places, like 20 branches in Japan and Honolulu. So they are strictly following, and they are making wonderful strides. Now here, I came here for the first time. Before me, I sent my 6 students, married students. They were only with me at utmost for 1 year. I sent them to go to London and try. And they tried their best. So they have created some impression amongst the Londoners, which one of my godbrother came 40 years ago. He could not do. He was a sannyasi. But how these boys and girls have done? Because they are so sincere. The sincerity in spiritual life, sincerity is the first quality. Arjava. Arjava. Saralata. Arjava. Sattam, Saucham, Arjava. These are the Brahminical qualifications. One should be very sincere. duplicacy may be very good qualification for this material world, but duplicacy in spiritual life is no qualification. So, these boys, although they are very young, they are not even 30, within 25, 26 years, all the boys and girls. But they have made some impression. Many Indians, they are openly admitted, Swamiji, we have made wonderful, these boys and girls are very nice. So that is my pride, that these boys and girls following my instruction. I am not giving them any money or any bribe. They are simply sincerely following my instruction. I am a mendicant, I have no money, and neither. But Krishna is helping them. So you follow these principles. Then surely success will be there. And Rupa Goswami has said that how one can make success in devotional life. saha dhajya nishya tattat karma parvartana sato vritti sadhu sange sarami bhakti prasiddha. The six principles. One must be very much enthusiastic. Yes, in this life I shall complete my Krishna consciousness business. I will not wait for the next life. This life I shall finish. This is called usaha. And dhaija. Dhaija means patience. Not that sometimes I do not find that I am making much improvement, but still you should have patience. And nishcha with confidence. Because we are following the standard rules and regulations, success is sure. That confidence must be there. Just like 2 plus 2 equal to 4. That is a fact. Similarly, if you follow the principles as laid down in the Shastras, then success is sure. But if you don't follow, Krishna said, jasastra vidhimusujya bhartati kamakara, na siddhinsa vabhamas. Anyone who does not follow with a rigid principle, then he cannot have success. So our principle is very simple. We avoid these four principles of restrictions and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds and take Krishna prasadam, very happy life. So there is no difficulty, but if we simply follow the rules and regulations with faith and confidence, usaha, dhajya, nishcha, tattat karma pravartana. Tattat karma means you have to follow the prescribed rules and regulations. Tattat karma pravartana. Sato vritte, and you must be honest, not dishonest. You accept before the spiritual master that I shall do it. And if you do not do it, that's not good. You must do it. So, sato vritte sadhu sangha, any association of devotees. Asadhu sangha, those who are not devotees, if you mix with them, then whatever you learn, you'll forget. Their influence is so bad, because we are not very strong. Therefore, there is every possibility that whatever we learn in bad association, we may forget. Sato vritti sadhu sanghe sarvi. Sarvi, by following the six principles, bhakti prasiddhati. Your devotional life will be developed, will be enlightened. Usaha, dhajya, nishcha, nishcha, tattat karma pravartanat, sato vritti sadhu sanghe sarvi bhakti prasiddhi. So you follow, success is sure, and cooperate with your God brothers, and learn how to act, and your life will be successful. Now, chant. Sri Guru,
Sri Guru,
Sri Bhuta,
Sri Bhuta,
Sri Kamalam,
Sri Kamalam,
Sri,
Sri
Guru,
Guru.
Sajivam,
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 Sha.
Adyaitam.
Adyaitam.
Sha.
Sha.
Abhudhutam.
Abhudhutam.
Parijana.
Parijana.
Shaitam.
Shaitam.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Devam.
Devam.
Sri.
Sri.
Radha.
Radha.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Radhan.
Radhan.
Chagana.
Chagana.
Lita.
Lita.
Sri.
Sri.
Vishakha.
Vishakha.
Nitansha.
Nitansha.
Namo.
Namo.
Om.
Om.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Prasthaya.
Prasthaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Vedanta.
Vedanta.
Swamin.
Swamin.
Iti.
Iti.
Nani.
Nani.
Namo.
Namo.
Om.
Om.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Prasthaya.
Prasthaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Siddhanta.
Siddhanta.
Saraswati.
Saraswati.
Iti.
Iti.
Nami.
Nami.
Sri.
Sri.
Varsha.
Varsha.
Manavi.
Manavi.
Devi.
Devi.
Dai.
Dai.
Daya.
Daya.
Kripap.
Kripap.
Bhaye.
Bhaye.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Samanda.
Samanda.
Vijnana.
Vijnana.
Daini.
Daini.
Prabhavi.
Prabhavi.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Madhurja.
Madhurja.
Ujjala.
Ujjala.
Madhya.
Madhya.
Sri.
Sri.
Rupanuga.
Rupanuga.
Bhaktida.
Bhaktida.
Sri.
Sri.
Gaura.
Gaura.
Karuna.
Karuna.
Shakti.
Shakti.
Vigra.
Vigra.
Aya.
Aya.
Namas.
Namas.
Kute.
Kute.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Gaura.
Gaura.
Vani.
Vani.
Sri.
Sri.
Muktaye.
Muktaye.
Dina.
Dina.
Tarini.
Tarini.
Rupa.
Rupa.
Muga.
Muga.
Viridhya.
Viridhya.
Apa.
Apa.
Siddhanta.
Siddhanta.
Danta.
Danta.
Tarini.
Tarini.
Nama.
Nama.
Om.
Om.
Gaura.
Gaura.
Kisaraya.
Kisaraya.
Sakshat.
Sakshat.
Vairagya.
Vairagya.
Murtaye.
Murtaye.
Vipra.
Vipra.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Rasam.
Rasam.
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Padam.
Padam.
Ujjaya.
Ujjaya.
Ti.
Ti.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Nama.
Nama.
Sri.
Sri.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Vinadaya.
Vinadaya.
Sachida.
Sachida.
Nanda.
Nanda.
Namini.
Namini.
Gaura.
Gaura.
Shakti.
Shakti.
Saru.
Saru.
Paya.
Paya.
Rupa.
Rupa.
Muga.
Muga.
Mara.
Mara.
Gate.
Gate.
Gaura.
Gaura.
Abhi.
Abhi.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Bhume.
Bhume.
Stam.
Stam.
Nidhishtya.
Nidhishtya.
Sajjana.
Sajjana.
Priya.
Priya.
Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Bhoma.
Bhoma.
Sri.
Sri.
Jaga.
Jaga.
Nathaya.
Nathaya.
Ti.
Ti.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Pancha.
Pancha.
Kalpa.
Kalpa.
Taru.
Taru.
Vascha.
Vascha.
Deepa.
Deepa.
Sindhu.
Sindhu.
Bhaye.
Bhaye.
Bacha.
Bacha.
Pati.
Pati.
Tana.
Tana.
Bhava.
Bhava.
Nebhya.
Nebhya.
Vaishna.
Vaishna.
Vibhya.
Vibhya.
Namaha.
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 Maha.
Maha.
Badan.
Badan.
Naya.
Naya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Prima.
Prima.
Prada.
Prada.
Pati.
Pati.
Krishnaya.
Krishnaya.
Krishna.